B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
It went ridiculous things like the umpire getting brazed with batting gloves. So we need to pray for that man.
Yes. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
So the point was that somebody that willy-nilly threw a batting glove over his shoulder in disgust got a 2-game suspension, yet the Houston Astros players, who for years and years and years won a World Series title, won MVP awards, benefited both personally, organizationally.
No, they didn't.
How did they not, Pat?
They told us that they didn't.
Receive no suspensions. None. The more and more I think about this case, that there was no real punishment. Now, look, losing some first-round picks, yeah, that stings a little bit. Losing $5 million is absolutely nothing. That's a disgrace. Bryce Harper makes that up for an organization with one fanatic plush doll in his locker room during a media session. It was a joke. The more and more I think about the lack of suspension, the lack of punishment that the Astros received, it's frankly insulting to the other Major League Baseball players, to baseball fans, to baseball purists. What the Astros did was a new level of cheating that is frankly rarely seen in sports. I, for one, can't wait for the eventual 30 for 30 that's going to come out on this, because it is going to be epic. I think it's more profound and complicated than even we know now. And Rob Manfred's decision to not punish the players who carried out all of this cheating is honestly one of the biggest jokes I've ever seen a commissioner make.
Because what's going to be next? Because once you find someone else get caught cheating, what are you going to do? You can't punish the players.
Yeah.
So this is pretty much what your...
You made your bet.
What your standard is now, where you say, all right, hey, if you get caught cheating, hey, players, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
We'll just fine the organization, whatever that X amount of dollars is, you pay that off, and then you move on.
Yeah. We're talking a lot about the Astros cheating scandal here on 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
I just want to remind everybody, by the way, that Pete Rose is still banned from baseball.
Yeah, we'll get into the hypocrisy of baseball here in a second. The 9 o'clock hour is brought to you by the Bagster, dumpster in a bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebagster.com. Yes, the hypocrisy of baseball. I mean, there's a major spotlight shining on Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball's commissioner's office, executive office. They bungled this in the worst way possible. Yes, the steroid chance scandal, they turned their head. They knew it was happening because it was good for their game and ratings. Yes, they knew about this cheating scandal, but I guess they thought it was good for the game or something that... They knew about this before it became public, which is a joke.
Yeah, I don't know how this is good for the game. I don't know how, in this situation, I don't know how Manfred covering it up, and as you said, like, everybody knew about it.
Everybody.
Apparently. How is it good for the game that they're cheating?
And also, the umpires. I haven't heard anybody talk about this. If you've managed or umpired a game at Minute Maid Park over the last 5-6 years, you mean to tell me you didn't hear this going on?
Well, they clearly heard Brett Gardner banging a bat against the...
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. But they clearly heard that. But you're right. I mean, how do you not notice...
Like, this is a joke.
Random... And maybe it's the noise in the stadium or whatever, because it is a home game.
But have you seen the actual graph of trash can bangs?
Guy has too much time on his hands. But it was fascinating to look at.
One game, there was like 73 garbage can bangs in a single game. You mean to tell me that the umpire behind home plate or the first base ump isn't hearing that and going, huh, this is odd.
Mm-hmm.
They all knew, and they turned their cheek. And now, because of Rod Manfred's, weaselness to not suspend or punish any of these players.
He's inept.
Guess what? The players are going to get their own pound of flesh, and the Astros are going to have a lot of damn chin music coming their way this year. And guess what? There's probably going to be bench-clearing brawls, and I'm very much here for it. And if that makes me a caveman, so be it. I can't wait to watch it. In a weird way, this is going to be a great thing for Major League Baseball, because people are going to want to see the vengeance that the rest of the league takes on the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
I'm not even kidding when I say this. If I was Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Bregman, those type of guys, and I'm down in Florida for spring training, I'm training and boxing. Like, I'm getting ready for this season.
It's actually not a bad idea.
I mean, and when I'm out of the ballpark and I got free time, I'm getting ready to square up because there are guys, it's going to happen. You're going to see them get beamed and beamed and beamed. And eventually you're going to get sick of getting beamed and you're going to want to square up. And the guy's going to pull Trevor Bauer and be like, I'm right here, dude. Like, go ahead.
Yeah.
And
Trevor Bauer basically said, talk to my agent. If you want a piece of my mind, get in line. She'll schedule an appointment for you.
Do you think that invitation's real?
Yes. I 100%.
Could you imagine Carlos Gray? Hi, is this the agent for Trevor? Can we have a sit down?
Yeah. I'd like to arrange a talking with Trevor.
So Tuesday, Wednesday are out for me.
Thursday's good. It's wide open in the afternoon. But if I'm Jose Altuve, like, I almost consider wearing like the batting shin guards that they wear in the box out in the field.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be people probably taking some hard slides his way. There's going to be people throwing at him. There's going to be players, fans, everybody.
His on-base percentage is going to be tremendous.
Talking that smack this year. And I, in a weird way, think it's good for the game and the ratings this season.
I agree.
But Rob Manfred created this problem. And now for the audacity to come out for him and Dusty Baker to say, well, guys, we can't throw at the Astros this year. We need to protect the players. This can't elevate beyond this. Guess what, Rob Manfred? You created this monster, you dope.
How about protecting the integrity of the game?
Yeah, give the rest of the league who feels cheated and wronged by this their pound of flesh, and you didn't. And now they got to go take it themselves, you dope. You bungled this so bad, I can't wait to see what happens.
What would be a proper suspension for him? What would you have?
Man Cities. Yeah, we talked about it earlier in the 6 o'clock hour. Man City, if you're not a soccer fan, look, this isn't a soccer conversation. This is a punishment conversation.
Before you get into it, I just want to know how it equates to this one, because I'm not a huge GPL fan at all, so the severity of the baseball versus the Man City one and their violations, how does it equate?
I don't think you take the title away from them. You can, sure, you've seen it with Louisville basketball program, you've seen it with the USC football program.
Yeah, but as you said, like
nobody remembers that. They still remember the USC team as one of the greatest college football teams ever. So I don't really think that's right, and it's not like you're retroactively going to give the award to the title to the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And Manfred calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal just shows you what a joke and a scam this whole thing is. So I do think you ban them from postseason play. I think you hit them right where it matters.
I agree with that.
And look, it's weird because it's not fair. You kind of jeopardize the integrity of the game that the second place AL West team therefore would get a playoff berth and win. And sure, the ratings for the Astros locally might go in the toilet, and there's some sponsorships that might withdraw because of that. Tough. That's your bed. You made your bed, now sleep in it.
So you're saying to ban the Astros, just the organization itself, and postseason play for two years.
I think that would be a fair punishment.
But what about the players that went on to other teams?
If you're not going to suspend individual players, they're free.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But so if you wanted to suspend individual players,
I mean, they should have happened. I think it's too late now to do that.
It's too late now.
What if you did like a seven? Like, I saw somebody tweet in like a 75 game suspension for each player that was on the team.
I think that should have happened.
I agree. So like that would be able to happen. This hypothetical.
You
would have
gone full year.
I would have gone full year.
Yeah. So that means you have nothing for your
organization. Yeah, you wouldn't even have a team.
Yeah,
then.
You'd have to field minor leaguers.
All right.
Yeah, like
I actually thought this one had happened. You have to field your Triple A team, and you're taking away the draft picks.
Yeah,
because if you're fielding Triple A players, you're going to be the worst team in baseball anyway.
Uh-huh. So you shouldn't be rewarded. You're going to be the Phillies from 2014 to 2017.
And you shouldn't be rewarded for that by getting the number one pick in the draft. So they should be taking away international bonus money with $4 million. That should be gone.
They should hit them all over the place because they have to send a message to the rest of the league. Look, ever since sports have existed, somebody's been cheating at it.
They shouldn't get revenue sharing. They shouldn't get draft picks.
Absolutely. Hit them all over the place. What they did was ridiculous.
Instead, they basically got fined the equivalent of, to me and you, $4.
Yeah.
And a case of Mountain Dew, and that was it.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
So I think the guy that won the weekend was the MVP of the NL last year, Cody Bellinger, outfielder, young star, superstar of Major League Baseball. He spoke to the media. You know, teams are now fully reported. Bryce Harper's down in Clearwater, and we'll play his comments for you coming up in a minute as well.
he didn't talk about the Astros. The Phillies kind of avoided the subject altogether. But a lot of people around baseball are outspoken about this, and none more so than Dodgers' Cody Bellinger. Here's what Cody Bellinger had to say about the Astros' cheating scandal over the weekend.
I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show in the big leagues lost respect for those guys. I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series. And one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off. But two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like that makes no sense to me. It makes zero sense to me. Because I know me. Gary Sanchez said yesterday, you can rip my shirt off, my pants off. I sent my team the World Series off for all this chat.
Gary, you freak.
And at home.
Let your freak flag fly.
I'm going crazy.
I mean, one, Gary Sanchez is a freak that he wants to take his pants off after hitting walk-offs. Yeah. We'll let that slide.
Yeah, take your pants off.
Go on, do it. You won't do it. Take your pants off.
Let the boy watch. Let the boy watch.
That's it. But his rest of his statement is accurate. One, Altuve thinking to cover up his jersey there is just flat out ridiculous and an insult to everybody with a brain that watches that.
Guys, he had a bad tattoo. What don't you understand?
Yeah, Carlos Correa comes out and makes the situation worse, saying that Jose Altuve didn't want his jersey taken off because he had an awful collarbone tattoo.
Why didn't he just use the excuse that Altuve gave? That's what I'm confused.
I don't know if they were not coached up on this.
Yeah, that's why it's so...
It was just bungled from top to bottom by the Astros over the weekend. Their excuses just made everything worse. And now the players want a pound of flesh. Well, and Rob Manfred didn't give it to them.
Cody Bellinger said something interesting there. He said, everybody knows they took the ring from us. Which, I mean, now you sit back and you go, yeah, you did take the ring from him. And
can you imagine if that happened to a Phillies team?
Well, and that's I was going to ask Trey, because Trey, you guys got screwed from a team that cheated. I mean, are you still angry at the Patriots?
For I don't kind think of about it.
Never think about it?
No.
If you think about it, it consumes you, and then it makes you a hateful person and angry.
What about at first, though? Like, when you found out about the cheating, did you think about the fact that you finished your career without a ring? And
Yeah, it was upsetting, but then you had to let it go.
See, it would just drive me nuts. And you're right. Like, you do have to let it go because, as you said, it's going to consume you. But the fact that some of these guys might finish their career without a ring and the Astros just took it from them.
Yeah. Look, like, the Dodgers are probably going to win the NL this year. They're just stacked. It's ridiculous how good they are. So they probably will have a chance to get that ring.
But there are guys that are on this team that weren't on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it is not a sure thing that you get that chance again.
And no, the whole point you play the game is to win a piece of metal. So
yeah.
When you don't get that piece of metal, what are we doing?
I mean, I think this is the biggest, like, 1908 Black Sox scandal, sure, yeah.
1919. You
know, or 1919, excuse me.
I can't let it go twice.
Yeah, that's fine. Shirtless Joe Jackson. What happened in 1908? There was another cheating scandal.
No, that was when the Red
Sox.
Well,
I have to ask Andrew. He was around back then.
That was I think the Red Sox won.
Okay.
1908.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's why it's in my mind. Whatever.
Oh, no, it was the Cubs. It was okay. It was the Billy Goat.
Oh, okay. But, you know, like, these guys probably will have a chance to get their ring back, but a lot of guys don't have that second chance again, and I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is probably the biggest cheating scandal ever in the history of sports. I don't think that's a hot take to say. Once you bring technology into it, and once it's organizational and widespread, and it transferred to other teams when Alex Cora took it to the Red Sox, and you can't convince me that they weren't doing, at least to some degree, the same things. And then Alex Cora is the one that tips off Davey Martinez before the 2019 World Series and says, look out for these things. I mean, it jeopardized the integrity of the sport, and I think Rob Manfred should be, frankly, flat-out embarrassed of how he's handled this situation. So the players are going to go out there, and they're going to take their retribution themselves, and I think it's great. And I think for Rob Manfred, here is Rob Manfred. We'll let him speak for himself. He talked about, you know, we can't go through this with guys hitting the Astros. We have to protect the Astros. Here's Rob Manfred.
I think that the back and forth that's gone on is not healthy. This is another topic on which we're trying to be proactive. I met with half the managers, the Florida contingent, before I came out here to speak to you guys. I'll meet with the other half in Arizona. I hope that I made it extremely clear to them that retaliation in-game by throwing at a batter intentionally will not be tolerated, whether it's Houston or anybody else. It's dangerous, and it is not helpful to the current situation.
It's a wussification game.
Who's going to protect the Astros?
I want to know what's
defending the Astros.
I want to know what their punishment's going to be if they do throw, because that would be absolutely ridiculous if they get suspended or something.
There'll probably be suspensions coming.
Which is insane,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you're not going to suspend the guys that cheated, you're now going to suspend the guys for getting their own retaliation. They've bungled this so bad, it's an absolute disgrace. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Bill in Fishtown about it. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Just a cheating scandal that rocked an entire professional league.
Yeah, like you said, the excuses out over the weekend were just ridiculous.
It was laughable.
It was. But let me ask you a question, James. What do you think was worse, this or the steroid error?
I think this jeopardized the integrity of the sport worse. I think the steroid era was at least a more even-ish playing field because I believe way more people were doing it than people know.
Right. You know what? I kind of thought the same thing.
Like this was more specific to a team or two, whereas steroid was kind of dispersed throughout the entire league.
You also have to figure that with the steroid era, like you're getting the steroids and obviously you're getting stronger, but you still have to figure out what pitch. You still have to hit the pitch. In this situation, they knew what pitch was coming. And that changes everything. When you know what pitch is coming, that changes every single thing. So this was way worse to me.
I think the players getting their pound of flesh is the way to go. I think it's the only thing that'll make this right in the long run. Not to make it right the act, but what I'm saying is making right everything else that happened in the end with no punishments coming down. You got to let these players get retaliation.
Yeah.
And if, for the commissioner to come out and say, well, you know, we got to protect these players.
It's a joke.
I guess he's got to say that.
Yeah.
In a way. But, you know, there's ways of doing and saying things where with a wink, wink or whatever. It's like old hockey. You got to let players
police themselves at this point. It's the only way since you didn't suspend. Look, if you had given those players a 50-game suspension and banned them from postseason play for 2 years, I think players around the league go, all right, that was fair.
You protected the players to get a story that you already knew the answer to. Like, right. It wasn't a situation where they didn't know. They knew. And they give these guys immunity. Now they're screwed because if they do suspend them again, then it's double jeopardy, and then they're going to end up having a lawsuit on their hands. But the fact that he comes out and is defending the Astros in this situation and telling these guys whose financial situations were impacted by the Astros, oh, you can't get retribution, that's a joke.
Right, and it's a pride thing, too. I mean, guys had, you know,
absolutely
titles ripped out from under them.
And yeah.
It's just another black eye on baseball.
I know.
Every 5 to 10 years, something bad comes out with baseball, and whoever commissioner is, they just bungle whatever.
I know. They really do. And, Bill, thanks for the call, buddy.
You don't get this in the XFL.
No.
You don't. This is why it's such
not yet.
Well, there's a Matt McGloin and who the hell's the head coach up there? Kevin Gilbride?
Sure.
There's a boiling issue in the XFL. Matt McGloin calling out at halftime, we got to scrap everything we're doing and come up with an entire new offensive game plan. And Kevin Gilbride's like, basically like, yeah, this guy sucks.
I'm done.
Hey, man.
It's amazing how that league has gone 2 weeks in.
It is what it is. I still find it quasi-entertaining. Your boy, Philip, don't call me PJ Walker, best quarterback in the league.
Not surprised.
And look, he's going to play himself into some training
absolutely.
Camps.
I mean,
it's probably going to be in Carolina with Matt Rhule.
I mean, the first go-around with the XFL was a disaster, but Tommy Maddox ended up,
Kurt Warner
jumping from
was he CFL.
He was the
Toronto Argonauts,
and then he went to NFL Europa. But you look at Tommy Maddox; he was the MVP of the XFL the first go around. Then he ends up being the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers before they drafted Ben. So I'm not saying that PJ Walker's going to end up being a starting quarterback.
No, but he'll get camp invites.
Some of these guys will absolutely get camp invites. One of the guys that got a camp invite from the AAFA, I think it was called, the All American Football, was Greg Ward.
Yeah. He was playing with the San Antonio team or whatever it was. So, I mean, I think this is great for football just because you get another look at guys who necessarily you might have thought can't play anymore, but you get another look at them. And, yeah, he'll end up getting another invite.
I mean,
he was on the Colts practice squad for like 3 years.
I'm not saying it's a great product. I'm not saying that it's football. And it's during a time when there is no football. Guy. So, you know, look, I thought I enjoyed it. I FaceTimed with my father-in-law on Saturday to show, you know, the grandchild off. And we go, hey, Papa John, what are you doing over there? He goes, just watching me some XFL. And I went, look at that.
It's a football guy.
And Addie, my wife, goes, well, why are you watching it? Because she thinks it's awful. But she's not really giving it a chance. And he goes, oh, it's football.
Yeah.
And I went, that's why it could potentially work.
It's a football guy talking to a football guy.
It's real football. It's not like six guys out on the field. You got 11 on 11. Let's go get it.
So a guy on the DC Defenders, they're a powerhouse. Eli Rogers.
Obviously.
Wide receiver. Skips his own mother's funeral on Saturday to play in an XFL game. Now, I'm not one to get in people's personal matters that much.
No.
But on its surface, my God, does that sound insane.
If they didn't have a good relationship.
Yeah, like look,
that's the only situation where you go, all right.
But he said he sent like his well wishes and basically like words to be read by a family member there, so he had some sort of presence. But damn, that's commitment to your craft, I guess, right? At a level I can't even imagine.
Well, and I mean, Trey will be able to speak on this more than anything, but what I've heard at least is in the NFL Combine when they are interviewing you, if you first two answers of what do you love aren't God and football ahead of, or I'm sorry, is God, family ahead of football, then that's used against you. So if you say, like, I love, you know, learning, or I love
chocolate
my
chip
major,
cookie dough, ice cream.
If you don't, if the first answer, one of the first answers isn't football, it's like, oh, he's not a football guy.
That's ridiculous.
So for your situation of, oh, PJ Walker might play himself into a camp, for this guy,
he's probably
NFL teams
age.
Are sitting there going, this guy loves football so much that he'll skip his own mother's funeral.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just can't imagine skipping your mother's funeral for anything.
No, I love T-Dog.
That's a bit aggressive.
It's ridiculous.
Right? I mean,
skip a funeral, but you never know what the relationship is.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how many games are these guys playing?
I think it's 8 or 9.
So you got 8 or 9 games, so you felt like, you know what? I only
maybe
have 8
more.
Or 9
don't
games.
Quote me on that. I got to make them all count.
You know, but, yeah, that's
pretty wild optically. Let's talk to our buddy Warren in Cherry Hill. What's going on, Warren?
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I got to ask you, it is a disgrace what happened. I think a good way to punish these guys, because, again, fans, I don't know if it should be taken out of them, and we're not looking to bankrupt the team. Why wouldn't you just 40-game suspensions, 4 guys at a time over 2 years? If you have to tier it to where there's your top 7-8 players, one of them's got to be in every one, but you do it over 2 years. So you're not guaranteeing.
It's not a bad idea.
They don't come in last place. They still lose their draft choices, but, you know, does baseball really want no? It would be like having the scrubs from the NFL strike, otherwise, you know, going to play in football. I don't care about the players getting knocked around, but it's not fair to the fans, and baseball does not want a team like that in Houston. I just think if you do it incrementally, if I'm saying that word right,
yeah,
that was over close. 2 years, 40 games each, you got, what, 26 on the roster? So you do 40 games, it takes 2 years. They're not going to win when you do that. And I think it's a serious punishment. I think they have to.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to look at it, Warren. Literally anything other than what they did would be fine.
Absolutely.
They handle this so poorly.
You got to understand that Rob Manfred isn't getting paid like good money. He's only getting $11 million.
The steroids baseball was part of. Nobody's going to make me believe the McGuire-Sosa race that they didn't know that was happening, and they just didn't. Hey, look, the ratings are great. We got people watching every night.
Oh, yeah. Warren, that one interview McGuire did in his locker, he had the Andro Steentione or whatever, literally in the shelf behind him over his shoulder.
It was ridiculous. One point with the Phillies where I go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and use with my usual venom, but I got to tell you something. If you want to really see where this team is heading, of all the players they have now, I know Harper's one of the best outfielders in the world. We have one position player who is absolutely the best in baseball.
JT Realmuto.
There's not even close. How do you fight that guy over $2 million?
I don't know. I'm really hoping, Warren, that any day the long-term extension is announced with him. He had some comments from the weekend that basically said, yeah, I want to end my career here.
He said it last year.
I know.
Let me tell you
better figure it out, Warren. I hear you.
Every everything they've done to try this make good thing, and we will spend stupid money. You lose this guy, you're done with a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't,
Warren,
I
thanks
I don't,
for the call.
I don't think he's going to hold it against him, though. This is just
he's
business.
Not. This is part of the it's stupid process.
The optics, though, are the best.
The MLB Players Union is probably the most powerful union in all of America, like, no lie.
But this, I mean, this is
this
gone.
Is part of the process. They need to rework like this the service date and yeah, terms of control.
It's awful. But
and I mean, arbitration. It's all so stupid.
The Phillies did the same thing with Ryan Howard, you know, back when they were squabbling over, like, it was the same thing.
It'll
like
get worked
dollars
out.
And they signed a long-term deal. Real quick, though, before we break, because I know we're up against it, Jeff Passan just tweeted out, Jose Altuve just walked by a group of reporters, took his shirt off, turned around bare-chested, grabbed another shirt, and put it on. Yes, there was a tattoo on his left collarbone. I'm not sure if it was bad or not. But, I mean, he's basically, like, they're doubling down on this.
He rushed out last night and was
absolutely.
Like, quick, just throw something on my collarbone. I gotta go shirtless in the clubhouse tomorrow. Make it awful. I don't care. I'll get
how
it removed
do you
later.
Doubling down on this.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Did somebody take a picture of this said tattoo?
We'll dive into it.
Yeah. Tattoo Gate continues on. You're listening to the Fanatic Morning Show. I'm Jamie Lynch filling in for Mark Farzetta in with Pat Egan and Trey Thomas. Sean and Alney, you're coming up next. Couple open lines if you want to get in. Time at the Fanatic is 9:24.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back in, Fanatic Morning Show. Jamie Lynch filling in for Mark Farzetta. Pat Egan filling the shoes of Bob Cooney. Those fine gentlemen will be back in tomorrow as they're spending some family time celebrating this President's Day. We're talking about the Mount Rushmore of presidents. Who's your Mount Rushmore president? Oh, wait, Mount Rushmore's literally presidents. All right, never mind. Moving on. We're talking a lot about the Astros cheating scandal. We've been talking about some Phillies comments, and I did tease this before we get back to Sean and Alney. Before the break, Bryce Harper. I'll play the cut, and then I want to get your two reactions on this. What he says is accurate. I do believe that, and it's regurgitating basically what Andy McPhail said over the weekend. Here's Bryce Harper talking about, you know, the Chris Bryant trade sweepstakes and should they go get him and yada, yada, yada. Here's what Bryce Harper said.
I mean, you have to have certain guys on your team that, you know, make less money to also have guys that make more money as well. So, I mean, you know, Chris, of course, you want an all-star caliber player, but we have Bohm. You know, we have a big-time third baseman, and we were able to get him in the draft. And, of course, any time you're able to add an all-star player, you're going to want to add an all-star player. But also, you have to be able to know that you developed a player in the minor leagues that can also help you at third base. And Bohm could be that guy for us. You know, you could come up and be one of the best third basemen in the second half or whatever it is. You know, so I think as a team, you know, you have to have guys like that that are only making the minimum so you can go and spend at the deadline or anything like that.
What he said is accurate.
Very accurate.
But damn if that doesn't sound like the company man line.
But yes, it does.
What do you expect, though?
I want him to say,
I'd love Chris Bryant.
If he knows, though, that they're not going to go out and get Chris Bryant, what's the point of saying, I'd rather have Chris Bryant, and then you know you're going to end up playing with Alec Bohm?
Well, that's kind of why I broached this subject. He knows they're not going to go get Chris Bryant.
Exactly. You didn't know they weren't going to go get Chris Bryant by now?
I don't really want to hear that from my star player. Like, look,
it's the
I want to.
They're not.
I know, and this
you
is
want
the
him
conundrum.
To get your hopes up?
This is the conundrum of what he said because what he said is accurate, but it's also the company line.
I mean, this is like T.O. saying, like, yeah. I mean, you know, probably would have won that game with Brett Favre. Like, he put his foot in his mouth. So if Bryce Harper goes out there and says, "Yeah, I'd rather have Chris Bryant," knowing full well they're not going to get Chris Bryant, it's a bad look.
I just want to hear. I want my team to be as good as possible,
exactly.
And I want ownership and management to do whatever is possible to make this the best possible team.
I'm sure he does want that, but
instead, it sounds like they sent him
a memo.
Here, this is what we need you to say.
Here's the company line, Bryce. Just say this and you'll be good.
I hear what both of you are saying.
And look, I'm not like hating on Bryce Harper.
No,
we're hyper dissecting a cut. And what he said is accurate, but it's the company line.
I also think, too, that he is smart enough to know to say the company line. I don't think necessarily.
He's very sharp.
That, that the Phillies went to him and said, please say this, God. But I think he's decent, has a really good relationship with John Middleton.
Sure.
And I think he respects the fact that if John Middleton doesn't want to go over the luxury tax, I'm sure Bryce Harper would want Chris Bryant right now.
Of course he does.
They're best friends. They've been best friends since years. They both grew up in Las Vegas. But if he knows that Middleton isn't going to go over the luxury tax, then there's no point of having the conversation. So he's not going to go out and bash his owner.
He wants to support Alec Boehm, which he should do.
Look, I have season tickets. Like, I'd love for them to go over the luxury tax. I think it's ridiculous, but they're not going to do it. So you kind of
They never have. Why would you expect them to now? Yeah, never once in their history have they done it. Why would you expect them to now?
Yeah, I mean, it's.
But at the same time, I want to hear.
You don't want to hear that as a fan.
I want to hear as a fan. Remove me from this seat that I'm in right now. As a pure fan, I want to hear. I want the best product on the field behind me. That is possible.
Great, 100%.
And if that's Chris Bryant, then go get him.
That's one of the reasons why I was pissed they didn't go out and address pitching more than they did, was because of the luxury tax situation.
Hey, man, this is Jake Arrieta's year. He's playing for a contract, Trey.
Yep.
I think they sent Bryce a memo, and then they were like, listen, man, here's a stuffed Fanatic doll that we need you to carry with you as well, so make sure that the cameras are on when you pull this out of your suitcase.
So we got to make back some of that 330.
Hey, look what I just happened to find. And you can find this on phillyshop.com.
You can find the link in my Instagram profile. Just swipe up.
Did the Eagles or anyone from there ever have you guys...
I didn't talk to media that much, so I wasn't one of the guys.
Trey put the line out and said, don't cross it, or I'll throat rip you.
I mean, you're a very intimidating fellow. I'm terrified.
You know MacGruber's throat rips? I learned that from Trey Thomas.
I never had to worry about that, though.
Because the offensive linemen, they don't get the due credit. So, you know, the media is not, knocking down Trey's door. They're going over to G Lou.
I agree. You're right, obviously.
Going to five with somebody. Yeah. You want to go talk
Don,
to
him. Don.
If we need a good quote, Billy McMullen is it. But when
I convinced myself that Billy McMullen was going to be good.
We all did.
Damn it.
And it was because Donovan would go out and train with him in the offseason and tell everybody he's going to be good. And also, he was a third-round pick, so you're expecting him to be good. It's way too much Billy McMullen talk. But when five apparently threw open in the huddle or something, I'm sure you guys were asked, but did you even have to be told?
No.
It was just an obvious, this is what we're supposed to say?
Man, I don't know. No one coached us up on what to say.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to Sean and Alney. He wants to chime in on the All-Star game last night and the Astros cheating scandal. What's going on, Sean?
How you doing, folks?
Doing well.
My first beef is with the scandal is how big is it as far as cheating goes? They cheated. And I feel as though it's bad. If they're going to let this go, they should let Pete Rose in, Mark McGwire, Bonds, Canseco, and whoever else cheated before that.
I agree with you.
These guys stole the championship.
Yeah. I mean, you severely put the integrity of your entire league in question over the last 3 years because you knew about it, you did nothing, and now we're going to continue to keep Pete Rose out of a Hall of Fame because some baseball writers think he jeopardized the integrity. Guess what? The own league jeopardized their own integrity. So you're hypocrites.
Exactly.
So I'm with you.
I don't want to look 15 years down the line and see Altuve get in the Hall of Fame. And y'all not going to let Pete Rose in or Barry Bonds.
I completely agree.
Yeah. Do you think this will keep them out of the Hall of Fame, though?
It really should.
It should.
If it keeps Pete Rose out, I mean, they cheated he bet on the sport, which is a different. He never really bet on his own team, I believe. But, I mean, it's the same.
Or that he bet that they would win.
Yeah. Yeah, he only bet that they would win. That's right.
And this is the worst. These guys stole a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I agree with you. They're hypocrites, Sean. They're hypocrites.
I don't understand how you're still keeping Pete Rose out. That just, to me, boggles my mind. He's your all-time hit king, and you're keeping him out. And it's not for cheating while playing the game. It's for maybe possibly cheating while managing the game.
Right.
I just don't get it.
Sean, what were your thoughts on the All-Star game?
At first, it was cool, but at the end, the fourth quarter just seemed like the referees got involved a little too much.
There was three charges.
Exactly.
They actually played defense in the fourth quarter. I mean, that aspect was kind of cool. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's the All-Star game. It is what it is. I thought they tried to improve it and mildly succeeded, but, you know.
I have one beef. I'm a big Sixers fan.
Mm-hmm.
I felt as though I was watching Embiid last night, and I don't like that. I don't like him playing that game. Mm-hmm. One time he boarded up coast to coast. I know it's like playground ball. I was pissed. Why is Kyle Lowry on Anthony Davis with the game on the line? When we play playground ball, you get a man, you stick with that man.
Mm-hmm.
Embiid should have been on Davis.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And Sean, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a great Monday. Real quick, can I have my old man yells at the cloud moment as we're about to hit this break?
Absolutely.
An 8 o'clock start that actually tips at 8:47 p.m.
Yeah, that was a long time. That's absurd. That was really late.
I mean, we had to go through the look. I understand honoring Kobe. I'm not against the pageantry of what happened in common slam poetry introductions.
I needed that.
That's great.
And I actually tuned out after that.
I'm a huge Common fan. Listened to his music my entire life. It was a lot of Common this weekend.
Yeah, it was a lot of Common.
It was a lot of Common.
Chicago.
Yeah, I get it.
You didn't need the man that never accepts losing, Ben Simmons.
Yeah, that was weird. That's fine. Do all that and have Chaka Khan butcher the national anthem. All that. Started at like 7:30, 7 o'clock then. Yeah. I mean, the All-Star game, like, we're kidding ourselves if it's anything other than for the kids in reality. I remember being a kid and watching I used to watch the NBA All-Star game at like 3-4 in the afternoon, and I used to be jacked out of my mind for it. Honestly, it's for the kids. You're starting at 8:45 at night? What the hell is wrong with you, NBA? Get it together.
Well, in fairness, it's President's Day.
It is President's Day. No school.
Come on. Kids are staying up till 9:45.
Yes.
I mean, I fell asleep in the third quarter.
Yeah, yes. 6 o'clock would have been
perfect. You also have to be up at 4 in the morning.
Hey, I said it was my old man yells at the clouds moment. Let me have it.
Little Cam doesn't have to be up at 4 a.m., okay?
You're listening to the Fanatic Morning Show. Time at the Fanatic's 9:42.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Ah, a little dead prez for President's Day. Well, on our great dead presidents of the past with a little hip. Ha. What does this remind me of? Chappelle's Show, maybe? Does he come out to this?
I have not.
Did you ever watch Chappelle's Show?
Yes.
Ah, oh, man, that's some of the funniest TV ever. I think he might come out to this in the song. But anyway, happy President's Day out there to everyone. It's been a blast filling in this morning for Mark Farzetta. Bob and Mark are going to be back in tomorrow as they're getting some quality family time in today on this national holiday. I myself am going to go pick up my mother, drop her off somewhere, and then join my daughter and wife out for a nice little lunch out in the city somewhere.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, and then I want to talk her into going to meet Uncle Trey to play some Top Golf. Maybe I can swing that. I don't know.
Yeah, just let me know.
I'm busy, guys. I can't make it. I'm sorry.
Well, you keep telling me that you golf. I don't believe you.
I have clubs in my car. The behind the hockey equipment.
By the way, one of the things I have to figure out today, my car stinks.
Oh, mine's really bad.
Well, yeah, yours stinks, but we know why.
No, but like, I got in the car today and I could smell it. Which
yeah.
I can never smell
and I
it.
Got, and it. And it's almost as bad as the lift I got in yesterday, which was, whew. Like, you can't say anything, right? Like, if a cabbie, a Lyft, or an Uber driver stinks, you just gotta grip it and rip it.
Yeah, you gotta go on Twitter and complain about it. And there's always gonna be somebody on Twitter who says, hey, we don't know the whole story. Like, they'll defend the guy.
Yeah.
Because there's always somebody that's gotta argue with you. But yeah,
you're a horrible person if you actually said something.
Yes.
You just gotta do what I did with my cousin Tim yesterday and crack the window and be like, man, this weather's uncanny for this time of the year.
Especially after seeing Parasite.
But you can't say a thing.
No,
after
you can't
seeing
say
that.
A thing.
No,
after seeing
No. Great movie, by the way.
Excellent movie.
About to tell the guy that he smells good.
Yeah. I tweeted out this weekend that I watched it, and I inspired Trey to watch it.
Yeah, so the wife and I sat down and watched it.
A very good movie. I knew nothing about it going into it.
Yeah.
Ended up loving it.
Oh, yeah. you know, a movie guy, Anthony Organa, is coming up next.
Did he see it?
No, not that movie. I'm sorry. I got your hopes up there. But on Friday, he goes, yeah, my cousin told me John Wick was good, so now I got to watch it. And I go, you've got to be kidding me.
Wow.
I have like, John I've been Wick. Stumping for John Wick for years.
I got John Wick 2 recorded that I still have to watch. Yeah, I think I've only seen John Wick 1.
It's on that app that I told you to download that you don't want
to. I'll get to it. Yeah, I'll get to it. Yeah. No, John Wick's very entertaining. I still owe Trey Split. I haven't watched that yet.
But if you're going to watch Parasite, you got to be prepared to read it.
Yeah, subtitles. Yeah, you got to work a little bit. But
but it's
like,
good.
Like most subtitles, you kind of forget about it after like 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. By the way, the mom and the daughter in that.
Sup.
Hotties. But very good movie. Very, very good movie. I enjoyed it.
Courting on the Court.
Yeah. Courting on the Court. Don't forget, go to 975 The Fanatic, our contest page, and you can submit for the blind date that Bob Cooney and myself are going to chaperone next Monday night.
Might be the mom or the daughter from Parasite. Who knows?
That would be excellent.
Because they could enter.
That would be excellent. Maybe we'll FaceTime in with Uncle Trey and Uncle Mark and say, hey, guys, so here we are. And they can look at the date, make sure everything's going well.
Make sure everything's going on.
And who knows, maybe.
Make sure you're leaving room for the Holy Ghost.
Oh, you got to leave room for the Holy Ghost. And we love love here, so we want to see love flourish.
I went to Catholic school for 13 years, so you always had to leave room for
When we first said that to Trey, he was like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, man, grade school dances. You got
to. Oh, yeah, those nuns would run up to you.
Those great nuns slap you right on the wrist.
I mean, I was always the kid in on the wall. There's a slow dance, so I don't really know about that, I heard about it.
But head to the website, check out the contest page, submit a brief picture and profile, and you could be sitting courtside or court level next Monday night at the Sixers game, courtesy of Rothman Orthopedics. Going to be a great time. Real quick, before we get out of here today, Sixers' final third of the season is ahead. They're getting back in action on Thursday. It's a nice break. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, I thought, shined on the national stage last night. Both showed up in a big way. After the first quarter, I was like, man, this game is not meant for Joel Embiid. Up and down, alley-oops. I was like, poor big man's probably gassed out there. And then he, you know, in the fourth quarter, when it got real, he showed you why trade talk for either of those two is ridiculous. He showed you why he's one of the most unique talents in the NBA. And Ben Simmons as well played great. He did not shoot a three-pointer, which I think we were all hoping for. Yeah. But final third of the season, what's the most important thing for both of you guys to look for?
I like you. I like we said earlier, I want to see them get that win, figure out how to win on the road, and then also figure out, you know, whittling down your rotation. Who's going to come in and out? Who's going to be your subs? Who's going to be your bench?
I need consistency against bad teams. I need you to beat bad teams. I would love if they added one more vet from the veteran buyout period. I don't think they're going to.
I don't think you need to be honest.
I don't think there's anybody
would help. I mean, I think they have their 8 or 9 man rotation set.
Yeah, where's Sergio? What was his name?
Sergio Rodriguez?
Yeah, where's Sergio Rodriguez at? What's he doing?
He's back in.
Andrew Bynum's always looking for a team around this time.
Yeah, he's back in Europe. So I think we all agree, show some road dominance, stop playing down to your opponents, and for the love of God, Brett, don't go back to Horford in the starting lineup. See this out. I think it makes the team much better with Glenn Robinson in the starting lineup and Tobias Harris going to his more natural four position. Before we get out of here today, what's your thoughts of the day?
Sam,
we'll start with you.
My takeaway is that it's absolutely insane for Rob Manfred to discredit his own trophy and say it's just metal, because especially with a declining audience, now you're basically saying, yeah, they're playing for nothing. So I think that's ridiculous.
I agree. Pat, what's your takeaway of the day?
Oh, this is fun. Thanks for having me. I'm going to go get a collarbone tattoo now.
Oh, yeah? Just what are you going to get?
It's always a built-in
maybe
excuse.
A Mike Scott Hive tattoo?
That's I think.
Get 97.5 The Fanatic on your collar.
Do it for the pro shop.
I think I'll get the entire Fanatic pro shop read. Or even better yet, I'll get a read that says, we know you're busy, so we've made it even easier.
I'll get that
read tattooed on my collarbone, so I have a built-in excuse.
Try your takeaway of the day.
Man, it's Monday. Happy Monday!
Yeah. My takeaway of the day, it was an honor filling in for Mark today. A lot of fun interacting with all of you out there. And if I can leave you with one thing, enter this Philly season and the final third of the Sixers season and the Flyers season with some optimism. It's sports. Let's have fun and just believe the sky is not falling. The Sixers are going to be really good to close out the year. I feel it in my bones. A lot of fun. Pat, Trey, Sam, good times out there. Hope everybody has a great President's Day. Up next is Anthony Gargano. Time at the Fanatic is 9:54.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.